The second season of Netflix's Stranger Things drops Friday. The show's filmed in Georgia and has a massive following. But the people behind the scenes play vital roles in the show's success. Taraja Ramses is set director for the show. He's been part of Georgia's film and television industry for years. Show regular Kalina Bowler caught up with him at his workshop in Atlanta at work on set pieces for Stranger Things.
This is like an artist's warehouse where a bunch of artists rent out different spaces. I use it mostly for storage, but sometimes I build a set here and shoot something of my own, or I usually just keep all my art equipment here. And so I got right here, I got about 30 or 40 flats I put them up sometimes, paint them, strip them, and do it again. And I also got a lot of props in here. I got like breakaway glass, paint, and everything I need for as far as art department, special effects and stuff like that. And these are all my tools. I'm right now getting my kit together. I got an on-set job for Stranger Things coming up. My main kit in my hands, because I'm always moving furniture. And after that comes my cleaning kit, because I always either have to clean something up, wipe down a window, or make something nice and pretty. Sometimes, like on a show like Walking Dead, I got to make it dirty. So I also got like dirt I keep with me and other little special sprays and adhesives. And I've got a mobile art department, so I can pretty much do anything with my cart. I got a blowtorch, in case I got to light a million candles in about 30-second period, which I had to do on a show called Revolution. After every take, I'd have to blow out the candles and light them up again. And so after wearing my thumb out on a hand lighter, I went and bought a blowtorch, and that saved my life. It's my army box full of sockets and different tools. On a day-to-day basis, I'll figure out what I need, because sometimes we might just be at a river all day and I might not have to do anything, or we might be in a jail cell and I gotta, make it dirtier, and I'll keep my dirt spray. If something is too clean, I'll just make it look dirty. And I also got my little paint pump. I make a little mixture of like a paint color and I'll spray it on like a wall or something. Everything is make-believe. This business that we work in is make-believe, so you got to be able to, roll with the punches and make it up as you go. And I pick up influences wherever I go. I try to learn from whoever I meet, and I've met a lot of people here in Atlanta that have taught me so much, and I'm here where I am now just from the people that I've learned from. Carl Johnson was he's an electrician that worked here in Atlanta. Dude, he's legendary here in Atlanta. He worked on pretty much every project here in Atlanta. He passed away last year, but he mentored so many black filmmakers here in Atlanta. So many people were given opportunities because of Carl Johnson. When I first started on set dressing, I probably used to be maybe the only black guy on set outside of maybe one electrician, or there's probably maybe one in every other department. But now I'm seeing an influx of ethnicities and stuff, especially even the more Hispanic people, and seeing more Asians, and I'm seeing more women behind the camera now, which is, almost unheard of a lot back in the day. More, black women behind camera, as far as being directors and producers and actual, camera department. It's getting more diverse, as the days go by, which I think is a good thing. And hopefully, the art will start reflecting the diversity of the people behind the camera.
That's Atlanta-based set decorator Taraja Ramses. His many credits include Stranger Things from Netflix, and that returns for its second season on Friday. That interview was originally recorded for The Credits podcast, produced by Zero Mile Media.